So let's review. Today we begin Ba'ezra Hashem Perek and Pasha, the 10th Perek of Masechet Baba Basra. The Mishnah discusses two possible formats of a get, any type of legal document. A get pashut, a standard document containing a body of continuous text. A get mekusher, a more complex format. As Rashbam explains, Kaisiv shita, u'maniach chalak kashir shita haksuba, v'kaifla al chalak v'taifer. The taifis, the standard section of the document, is written in the usual format. However, the text of the Torah, the details specific to this particular document, is written on alternating lines. Each line is folded over the adjacent blank space and sewn down, creating a series of folds. The Gemara will explain the reason for this format. Zak the Mishnah, Get Pashat Edav Mitaychai. Standard open document is signed inside the document directly beneath the text. Mekusher Edav Me'acharev. A bound document is signed on the outside on the back of the document. The Gemara will elaborate on the exact placement of the signatures. Therefore, the Mishnah continues, Pashat Shiksavi Edav Me'acharev Mekusher Shiksavi Edav Mitaychai Shneim Psulin. If a get pashut is signed on the back, or if a get mekusher is signed on the inside, it is not valid. However, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel and Rabbi Mekusher shekseve id mitecha kasher memnei sheyochal asayse pashut. A get mekusher is valid when signed on the inside because it can be unfolded and used as a standard document. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and Merhakol kaminika medina, we follow the local custom, as the Gemara will explain. The Mishnah concludes get pashut edav bishnayim or mekusher bishleisha. A get pashut requires two signatures, while a get mekusher requires at least three. And the Rashbam adds, "Balvad shelo yehei kesharav meruv me'edav." There must be as many witnesses as there are folds. Therefore, the Mishnah rules pashut shekasa by eid echad, mekusher shekasa by shnei edim, shneim pesulin. If a get pashut contains only one signature, or a get mekusher contains only two signatures, it is not valid. The Gemara cites several psukim as the source for the distinction between these two formats. Sadeis bekesef yiknu b'chasa b'seifa b'chasa v'eid eidim. The Gemara explains, Sadeis bekesef yiknu b'chasa b'seifa zeh pashut. This refers to a standard open document which resembles a typical sefer. V'chasum zeh mekusher. This refers to a get mekusher which is sealed. V'eid shnayim eidim shleisha. The word eid refers to the minimum requirement of two witnesses, and so the extra word eidim refers to three witnesses. Therefore, shnayim lepashut, shleisha lemekusher. A get pashut requires two witnesses, while a get mekusher requires three, because mitech shnisraba b'ksharb, nisraba b'edav. We assume that a get mekusher, which has the additional steps of folding and sewing, also require the additional witnesses. However, the Gemara points out, eitz tevek amashmalan. The pasuk is merely advising to document their purchases, but is not teaching the requirements of the document's validity. The ekach ha-sefer ha-mikne es ha-chasim ha-mitzvah ha-chukum ves-ha-golik. The Gemara explains, ve'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikne, zeh pashut. This refers to a get pashut. Es ha-chasim, zeh mekusher. This refers to a get mekusher. Ves ha-golui, zeh pashut shebe mekusher. This refers to the typhus, the basic section of the document, which is left unfolded. Ha-mitzvah v'ha-chukim el dvarim shebein pashut le-mekusher. The pasuk refers to different rules for an open and bound document, namely, ze'ediv shnayim ve'ze'ediv shleisha. A get pashut requires two witnesses, and a get mekusher requires three. And ze'ediv mitaychay ve'ze'ediv me'achayr, a get pashut is signed on the inside, and a get mekusher is signed on the outside. However, the Gemara points out, hachi hava maisa. The pasuk is merely recording the incident as it was, not the requirements for the document's validity. Apishnaim edim or apishleisha edim yakum davar. Now, im tiskai medus mishnaim, lamad part lacha bishleisha. If two witnesses are valid, why does the pasuk mention three witnesses as well? The Gemara explains, shnaim lepashut shleisha lemekusher. A get pashut requires two witnesses, and a get mekusher requires three. However, the Gemara points out that we need this pasuk, lahaka shleisha lishnaim, to compare a set of two witnesses to a set of three witnesses. Beplukta de Reb Akiva Rabbanan, either regarding their susceptibility to azama, a contradiction to their testimony, or regarding the validity of the entire set when disqualifying a single witness, as discussed at length in Masechta Makos. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Mekusher midrabbanan. Get Mekusher is actually a rabbinic institution, because Asur de Kahane Hava Vahava Kapti Tuva, or Megarshin Nishayu. Kanim who were especially short-tempered were prone to divorcing their wives impulsively, and they could not reconsider and remarry them because a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha, a divorcee. Therefore, Avdi Rabbanan Dekanta Adahachi Vahachi Meyas Vedatayu. The Rabbanan instituted that they should use a more complex format to write the get, which takes more time in order to give them a chance to change their minds. Furthermore, Shtaris Nami Kadesh Letachalik Ben Git and Lishtaris. They also instituted this format for all documents, so as not to differentiate between a get and other documents, as Tesis explains, Ilui Avdi Shtar Chayv Mekusher Asi Sheyenichu Milasaisi Mekusher Gam Begitin. If this method was not used for all documents, it would fall into a disuse for kitten as well. The Gemara discusses Heichen Edim Chaisman. Where exactly do witnesses sign on the Get Mekosher? And cites Machlekes. Rav Huna Amar being Kesher LeKesher, between the folds, as the Gemara explains, being Kesher LeKesher Mevrai. They sign on the back of the document between the folds. Rav Yimri Ba'Abba Amar, Achari Haksab Ukenegar Haksab Mibachutz. On the back of the document, opposite the text. Now, in the Get Pashat, as the Rashbam explains, so Edim Chasum B'Seif Eshtar. The witnesses sign at the end of and directly beneath the text, thus testifying to everything written in the document. Therefore, he cannot add anything before or after. However, the Gemara addresses several possible concerns regarding the witnesses of a Get Mekusha who sign on the back. First, according to Rav Huna, we're not concerned the Mazayif Akasa Mai Debayi V'Chasim Yisahadi. He might have added to the text of the document after it was signed, because Ksiv Beishar V'Kayam. He must write the word Shar V'Kayam, it is so established, at the end of the document, and Chad Shar V'Kayam Kasvinan, Trey Shar V'Kayam Lo Kasvinan. A document cannot contain this phrase more than once. Therefore, we know exactly where the document ends, and he cannot add anything before or after. Furthermore, we're not concerned Dilma Malchik Le L'Shar V'Kayam, V'Kasim Ay Debayi, V'Hadu Kasav Shar V'Kayam. He might have erased this phrase, added some text, and then rewrote Shar V'Kayam because Rabbi Yechonon ruled Malchik Pasal V'Af HaPesha Mekuyim. If there is an erasure, the document is invalid even if we confirm the erasure. As the Gemara explains, Machak Pasal B'Malchim Shar V'Kayam U'Keshir Shar V'Kayam. This is only if the erased space is large enough and placed in the document where the word Shar V'Kayam might have been written. Therefore, the phrase Shar V'Kayam cannot have been erased. The Gemara continues this discussion in the next daf.